said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever welcomes such a child in my name welcomes me." Today we're celebrating Kaylee's birthday, and we are talking about the young and the young at heart, which I'm sure all of us fall into the category of young at heart, right? If you're like me, you look in the mirror and you wonder, who is that person in the mirror? Because my insides are so much younger than what I look like on the outside. And when I walk and when I talk, I feel like my spirit is younger than my body at this point. Maybe some of you are past that stage and you're just, your body feels old too, but anyways, it is what it is. So these verses talk about the young at heart, the young and the young at heart. And Jesus is saying that whoever takes this lowly position, right, whoever is like a child, whoever is childlike, okay, we're not talking about childish, okay? Did you see Jen up here? She was reading the story, and she was too far away. So did you see her, like, squatting up here? I don't know if you could see it from the side, but Jen would definitely qualify as someone who can have her childlike moments, right? That's why she tells such wonderful stories for the children, because she can connect with them. In the message, Jesus says that he called up a child and he said, "I'm telling you once and for all that unless you return to square one and start over like children, you're not even going to get a look at the kingdom, let alone get in. Whoever becomes simple and elemental again like a child will rank high in God's kingdom. What's more, when you receive the childlike on my account, it is the same as receiving me." So we are called, Jesus asks us to humble ourselves like a child. The young and the young at heart will enter the kingdom of heaven because they are open, right? They're open to new experiences and new ideas. We can never lose that openness of our spirit. We have to continue to be open. God never will be able to fit into the box that we create for God. God is bigger. God is better. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, like Jake shared this morning. We need to continue to be curious, right? We need to continue to pay attention to the things that God's doing in the world, the things that God's doing in other people's lives. In Kaylee's life, God has started a good work in her life. In all of our lives, God has started good works in our lives. And even if we're 50, 51 years old like me, God still wants to do new things in our lives. And I have to be curious and I have to be waiting in expectation for those things that God's doing. My time here at Wellspring is so different than my last work as a pastor. And God's opened all kinds of new experiences for me. It's been so fun to be here because I've been able to try different things and I've been able to do new things. And God, every Sunday, God's like, "I'm trying to teach you something new. I'm trying to teach you a different way of building. Of being." Even the way I prepare my sermons right now is so different than the way I used to prepare my sermons. And God just keeps reminding me when I get scared and think, "Well, I'm not really quite ready yet, Lord." God reminds me, "Listen, I'm doing a new thing. I can do a new thing for you." Prayer, in our prayer lives, right? We pray certain ways. But if we're open and curious like a child, we teach our children how to pray. And if we can teach them all different kinds of ways of praying, then wherever they go, wherever they are, they can pray. If we teach our child, like when I first got married to my husband and we wanted to pray together, his proper way of praying, the way he was taught, was to sit in a chair with your feet on the floor, bow your heads and put your head down. And so when I would pray sitting in, in the lounge, or if I would pray walking around, or if I would pray doing other ways, he'd be like, well, you're not praying. I said, yes, I'm praying, right? So we need to be like children and be open. God's going to keep teaching us new things all the time. We have to be willing to learn. That's what Jesus is saying here, is that if you already know what God looks like, if you already know what the kingdom of God looks like, if you already know what each scripture already means, then you're going to miss that kingdom. You're going to miss all the things that God is all the new things that God's trying to tell you. When Jesus came into the world, he threw the religious leaders of that time all crazy, right? Because he kept telling them things that they thought were the things that they thought were the way it was supposed to be. Jesus was teaching them all kinds of new things. So Jesus says, you have to become like a child in order for you to understand the kingdom of heaven. And that's still true today. It's still true for us. We need to trust God, right? A child, you ever see a child stand on the side of the pool and they really want to jump in the pool, but they haven't done it before, and their dad or mom is standing there and like, jump, jump, and they're kind of like, ooh. You know, I mean, that's when they finally jump, the pure pleasure that they experience because they jumped and their dad or their mom caught them, and then they want to do it again and again and again and again, right? A million times. But we have to be like those children. We have to put our hand and trust God, right? Even though all of our adult reasoning is telling us this is a crazy thing to do. Why should we do this? Why should I jump into the water and trust God to catch me? We have to take that leap, right? We have to, as a child, trust our Heavenly Father and jump. Now, we're not talking about childish, right? So, I mean, everybody knows that there's a difference between childlike and childish, right? So childish is very self-centered. Jesus is not talking about those kinds of things where we throw tantrums and we do things that are childish, that are very self-focused and selfish, right? This is about being childlike. Okay, this part, Kaylee, is for you. This is a story about the call of Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I set you apart. And I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. But Sovereign Lord, Jeremiah said, I don't know how to speak. I'm too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go everywhere I send you and say whatever I commanded you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you. And then the story says that the Lord reached out his hand and touched Jeremiah's mouth and said to him, I have put my words in your mouth. God says to Jeremiah, and God says to you, Kaylee, today, and to all of us, right? You're not too young. Don't say that you're too young. You can go and wherever I send you, and you can say whatever I command you. Don't say that I'm unprepared. Don't say that I'm not ready. Don't say that I don't have that gift. Don't say that I'm afraid, right? God says, you're not too young. You have everything that you need to do what I'm asking you to do. Jeremiah was young when he was called, and he had a very difficult life, a very difficult calling. But from the beginning, God called him and said that he would go with him wherever Jeremiah would go, and that Jeremiah was supposed to do everything that he was commanded. Do not be afraid, he says, for I am with you and I will rescue you. So, Kaylee, you already have a lot of responsibilities in this church, right? And so don't let people tell you you're too young to do things that God's asking you to do, right? God's with you. He'll be with you and he'll help you. And that's true for the rest of us as well. In 1 Timothy, there's another verse that's similar. And You know, in bigger churches, this is one of the blessings of being in a smaller church. In big churches, you could be a young person and never get to do all the things that Kaylee gets to do here. And at my church, too, at Norristown New Life, my sons got to do things that they never would have gotten to do in a larger church. Yeah, they might have had a big, booming youth group and a lot of activities, right? But they never got to actually put into practice the gifts and things that God had called them to do. So 1 Timothy 4 says, For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished by the truth of faith and the good teaching you have received. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales, but rather train yourself to be godly. And I think Janine read this right earlier today. For physical training is of some value, right? Yes, it's important for us to take care of our bodies. It's good. It's important for us to be healthy. But godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both present life and life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. This is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially those who believe. Command and teach these things. And then this is the word that Paul gave to Timothy. Now, I looked it up, and it said that Timothy at this time would probably have been like 33 or 34 years old. So this is not like, you know, he wasn't that young either. But he was having some problems in his congregation or in his church where he was ministering because people weren't listening to him because they thought he was too young. But Paul tells him, stick to the words of God, right? Stick to the teachings of God. Stick to godliness. Avoid all these things that the world tells you, the godless myths and old wives' tales, right? And stick to teaching it, and then don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. But set an example for the believers in speech, conduct, and love, in faith and in purity. Until I come, devote yourselves to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given to you through prophecy, when the body of elders laid hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourselves wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. So, Kaylee, don't let people look down on you because you're young, right? Seek God. Seek to do God's will. And live the way that you believe that God is asking you to live. And then you can set an example for us, right? Who is more faithful in this congregation than Kaylee, who comes whenever she can and teaches and helps with the children, right? We can learn from her. We can learn from her example. We can learn from her faithfulness to God. Now, the Bible does say that while you're young, and some of us will claim to the young at heart, right? That while you're young, we need to seek God because it is in those young years that our lives are formed. Many of us made a lot of mistakes when we were young. Mistakes and things that hurt us, right? Things that have wounded us over time. And we've had to go back through that process and we've had to be healed and we've had to we've had to make things right through God's help, right? Maybe we have broken relationships, and it's taken us a long time, and maybe we're still working at rebuilding and healing relationships that we have. So God's word is, and again, this message today is a little bit focused on Kaylee, so Kaylee, hopefully you don't. I did ask her to stay up here this Sunday so she could hear the sermon, because usually she's down serving. But Kaylee, this is important, is that the Bible says that you stay on the path of purity. Psalm 119 says that a young person can stay on the path of purity, right? of holiness, of following God, by living according to God's word and seeking with all of your heart and not walking away for God's commands. Those of us who are young at heart, we know what happens, that God doesn't put rules and regulations in place just to keep us from being free. He puts rules and regulations and commandments in place to protect us, to help us walk the best path that we can walk. Many of us strayed from that path, right? We made mistakes, and we have to rebuild from there. And God doesn't leave us in that space either. He helps us to come back. But Kaylee, today you can choose every day to continue to live according to God's word. You can seek God. You can pray. You can ask God to teach you through the power of God's Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit living in you. Like each of us has the Holy Spirit living within us, trying to help us to live the best, most righteous lives that we can. We have to be attentive to Spirit. We need to listen, and we need to continue to study God's word. So Psalm 119 says that is the way that you can stay on the path. You're 14, almost 15. Got a lot of life to live yet, right? Stay, if you stay on the path now, then you have a lot less things to be healed from later. I'm going to give people a chance to share. I mentioned it last Sunday that I want to this be an opportunity for us to encourage Kaylee. We don't think that she's perfect, right? Kaylee's not perfect, right? Mom, Dad? Right. But she has a lot of things going for her, right? And so we want to encourage her today. We want to encourage her and remind her that she has family here. She has people here who love her and care for her, people who will walk with her, right? How many young people need that in their lives right now? They need people who can love them and care for them and walk with them. So this, I want to just end by reading these verses in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is a really interesting book, right? I kind of like these verses. And these are the verses that say, remember your Creator while you're still young. And since many of us are still young at heart, we can also take these words and put them into practice. It says, light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. Right? Talking to Gerald this morning, asked him how he's doing. He said he's pretty good for a 90-year-old. Are you more than 90, Gerald? Are you more than 90 years old? Yeah. He said he's doing pretty good for a 90-year-old. And he said he went to the Souderton barbecue last night and enjoyed himself. So he's following these words. However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all, right? But let them remember the days of darkness, for there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So then banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. So these verses are, I don't even want to start trying to take them apart, right? They're all over the place. But I want you to take this from them, that remembering our Creator, enjoying our lives, being faithful, and remembering that someday we will have to be accountable for the things that we do, right? But don't let that keep you from enjoying Don't let that keep you from enjoying all the things that God has given us, the sunflowers. Monica.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
So anyway, so I made him go to Virginia for a couple of days.
I saw some pictures.
He came back, like you said, like a little kid. He was so excited.
That's good. So now you're going to have to repeat it, right?
Yeah, some are different. I don't want to keep them.
Right. Right. So some people, right, they put their nose down to the grindstone and they don't ever go and smell the roses, right? They never look up in the sky. Jen, you want to share about your... She wasn't even seeing the outside for a few weeks there.
It was dark when I left work. It was dark when I got there. I'm glad your husband listened to you.
Yeah.
We used to call that mandatory fun. It's a mandatory fun.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right, so go and have fun, right? But be careful what kind of fun you have, because some fun gets you into trouble, right? And remember that if you enjoy life, you enjoy the things that you're doing, God's pleased with that, right? He wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to enjoy the things. But also, this Ecclesiastes is saying is that, but just remember, right, that whatever you do, you also remember that some things God is pleased with and some things God's not pleased with, right? So just remember in all your fun to also be accountable. And enjoy, right? Enjoy your physical bodies. Enjoy your health while you can, right? But then when the health goes sideways, then continue to enjoy life as you can, right? You don't have to be able to run a marathon in order to enjoy life. You can enjoy life doing all kinds of other things. Oh, wow. Praise God. Yeah, good. All right, I think people want to share, so I guess I better stop talking so people can share. All right, so if you have a word, right, if you have a word of encouragement for Kaylee, if you have a word of wisdom for Kaylee today, if you just want to reflect on your own childlikeness or what you think Jesus was saying about the kingdom of heaven and being the greatest in the kingdom of heaven when you take the lowly position like this child. If you'd like to say something about that, now is the time for us that we can share together. Right. So a lot of times God calls us to things that we do not think we can do, right? They seem too big, too scary. We know that within ourselves we can't do them. But God, if he calls you, God's going to give you everything that you need to do that which he's called you to do. Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else?
You like to say make mistakes faster. Make
You have an example?
Oh, gosh.
You've got so many.
So many. Very interesting advice you're getting, Kaylee. Yep. Anyone else have Eloise?
I'm reminded of the fact that a long time ago I was almost never downstairs with the kids, but I covered with somebody else, and we talked about baptism. And I just, you know, told them about what it means, and that was it, and I forgot about it. But of all the kids that were there, Kaylee's the one who came and said, I want to be baptized.
Mm.
And she told me, and I think there was an inner heart for the Lord there that I'm not afraid it'll ever get lost. I think it's deep within you and it's going to stay. And you just keep following that voice.
Mm.
You know, I'm thinking, when I've known Kaylee for quite a long time, years ago, Kaylee would be with Margaret, who was May's mom and Linda's mom. And Kaylee would be, you know, when she would sit at Margaret's feet, she'd help Margaret do all kinds of things. And I just seen Kaylee, you've grown into such a fine young lady. I'm just so impressed with you. You help with offering, collect the offering. You help with the kids, the girls downstairs. It's wonderful. And how you report with them is just wonderful. How you've grown into this fine young lady, I'm so impressed with you. Margaret's looking down.
Jake.
I was just thinking too about Martha and Margaret and Wilmer, how they were mentors to Becky too, and then they carried on to May and Linda and other people in Kaylee's life, and how important that is for us to keep that in mind about the children we're around. Grandchildren,
yeah.
Like Dan, positive influence in his neighborhood and all of us. I just was thinking about Kaylee's baptism too. That was a special day. That was a special commitment. And that scripture, train a child the way they should go and they grow, they will not depart from her. I think Kaylee, that she'll follow that path. And one thing you said, Martha, is when you do follow God's path, you are less apt to make the mistakes that are so easily, especially for the younger people today. It's so easy to get the peer pressure and the things that go on in the world. And it's just good to have a church family that has that other point of view other than the view of the world and the things that go on in school and the pressures and stuff like that. So, just encourage everybody to be a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should pray a blessing over here.
Yes, we will. Yeah? Yes, absolutely. Anyone else like to say something? Dan?
You know I have to be
okay. Uh-oh.
When I first met Kayla, well, she got baptized for the same day and joined the church.
Hmm.
But when I first met her, and she just didn't want to think of me. And she would be on the dollar. But what would you do to me all the time? You would look and go, you're afraid to do it. You can't do it anymore.
She forgot. She's too old now. The hissing. right? Yeah. So, yeah, let's, we do want to invite Kaylee. I don't think she wants to say anything, but we will, we do want to pray for her. But, you know, the larger picture, right, for all of us is this reminder, right, that the kingdom of God is for the open, right? It's for the people that are curious. It's for people who are willing to learn and willing to be guided by God's Spirit. It's about taking chances, right? And about making the occasional mistake, but then being humble enough to ask for God's forgiveness and to confess. All those parts, all those pieces are part of the kingdom of God. And in each of us, God has started a good work, right? In each of our lives, God has started a good work. And the promise is, just like with Kaylee, the promise is that the one who began the good work in you will bring it to completion. Okay? So don't give up on yourself either. Don't become so rigid that God can't continue to do this good work in your life, because God has and will continue to work in each of our lives, not just in the young, but in all of us, in the young at heart as well, those who are open to God's will and God's work in their lives. So, Kaylee, you want to come forward? And anyone who would like to come forward and pray with Kaylee, let's do that. She picked this quote that I just want to read. So I told her that I was going to be preaching on the young and the young at heart. So Kaylee looked up some quotes, and this quote she sent me, she said, "She's an old soul with young eyes, a vintage heart, and a beautiful mind." That sounds like you. All right, let's pray. Jake, do you want to pray? And anyone else want to pray? We can have a couple people pray.
Lord, we just lift up our sister Kaylee, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing she is to you, Lord. First of all, the blessing to our church, the blessing to May, Lord. The blessing to the children, Lord. Lord, we just lift her up to you, Lord. We just pray your blessing and hedge of protection around her, Lord, of all the days of her life, Lord. We pray, Lord, that she would place you first in her heart, Lord. She would seek you with all her heart, Lord. That she would find you, Lord, in new and deeper ways, Lord. May your Holy Spirit fill her, Lord, saturate her, Lord. Just give her her wisdom, Lord. I pray for a discerning heart, to know what is true and what is false in her life. Give her that discernment. Give her wisdom that comes from above, Lord. And we do pray you would bless her life, Lord, that she would be a useful vessel in your kingdom, Lord, going forward, Lord. Whatever your calling is on her life, Lord, we ask you would bless her family. We pray for healing for her, for Justin and her mom, bless mm-hmm. that entire family. We pray she excels in school. We pray she excels in life, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, she just keeps you close, Lord.
Yes.
Close, Lord, and keep her close as well,
Lord. Father, we want to thank you for the blessing of Kaylee. It's been a journey watching her grow into such a beautiful young lady. And Lord, I deal with a lot of children, and she is such a blessing to me in my heart. I'm going to ask for a hedge of protection around her. Keep the evil one from her, Lord. The world is, I see how ugly it is and how the children get involved in things that just destroy them. So I pray that you're there with her every time she has to make any kind of decision. that the evil one thrusts at her knees. But the full armor on her of God is in Jesus' name.
Lord, when she feels unlovely, when she feels lonely, when she feels lost, Lord, when she feels all those things that we feel as human beings, Lord, we pray that you would remind her that you are with her, that you love her, and that you will never leave her or forsake her, that you will call her by name, Lord, that you created her, that your spirit is with her no matter where she goes, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, your blessing on her life. I pray that she'll continue to be an example to us, Lord, of how to serve the Lord faithfully and how to stretch ourselves, Lord, to be like children in your kingdom. And I just thank you for this beautiful time that we can have together today and for all the work that people have done to put into this celebration, Lord. And we just thank you for this opportunity to rejoice and celebrate together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.